The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let me ask you, do you have ant, automatic negative thoughts? Do you struggle to get out of bed in the mornings, let alone have the time to make your bed? Well, you are not alone. You see, my old morning routine consists of pressing snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed thinking about how tired I am, and another 10 minutes thinking about my next alcoholic drink and how unhappy I am with my life. That's how every day started for me, unfortunately. It was a habit of mine. Until I began doing this one thing that revolutionized my mornings, which I want to share with you today. My name is Dr. Lou Need, and I am the CEO and founder of the Best Morning Routine Ever.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
If this is your first time here, welcome. Today, I have a special episode for you because I want to talk to you about our second year anniversary. Today marks our second year since we launched the podcast back in July 8th, 2019. And it's been an honor and a journey and such a joy to actually be consistent every week producing two episodes and having phenomenal guests come on here. And so today I want to tell you about the best morning routine ever. I want to tell you about what inspired me to start this journey 2 years ago to buy a mic off of Amazon and open up my laptop and decided to start recording. And also, I want to share with you how the Best Morning Routine has grown and evolved over the short 2 years we have been in business and in session. So stay tuned. I'm excited to celebrate 2 years with you. I thank you for your support over the years. And now let's talk about how we've evolved over the last 2 years. But also, I'm going to talk to you about your most important hour at the end of the celebration. So stay tuned. Let's get right into today's episode.
The Best Morning Routine Ever is the fastest growing habit building company on planet Earth, helping entrepreneurs worldwide create winning mornings and habits to optimize their performance with minimal time, effort, and frustration. I was inspired to start Best Morning Routine because of the need to get out of the rat race. You know the drill. I was tired of just paying bills until I die. I was wasting my life at a job that wasn't fulfilling or financially secure. I was aimless with no idea how to make a change. That's when I set out on a journey to learn some fundamentals. I asked myself, I don't have a business idea right now. I don't have capital, nor do I have any connections. So, what can I start doing today? That's when I decided to start reading about successful people like Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, to see if there are anything that they're doing in the morning that is free that I myself can do too. Because we all have the same 24 hours, yet they were getting way better results than I was. I began to realize they were creatures of habit. They started each day at the same time every morning and did the same rituals to prime themselves for the day. Then a light bulb went off in my head. I wondered if other entrepreneurs are doing similar rituals in the morning. I wonder what other habits does successful people have, because I need those. That is when the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast started. I was getting on calls with successful business owners, actors, influencers from all over the world, and we were just chatting about how they get up, dress up, and show up. How do they show up in life? How do they show up on purpose every day and with purpose? We chat about their morning routines and how those rituals contributed to their success. The similarities in their morning habits were uncanny. And voila, the Morning Routine Hit Savers app was born. This app is helping thousands of entrepreneurs create their very own morning routines for bigger success. They are renewing their mind with 9 actionable items that can be done in 9 minutes, and it is tried and true by entrepreneurs for better health, more productivity, and increased mental clarity. Over the years, Best Morning Routine has grown from a well-known podcast to a prestigious morning routine app. And now it gets even better. We provide habit rewiring because it's never been easier to reprogram and rewire your brain using my latest innovation in psychology and cutting-edge neuroscience to reframe your automatic negative thoughts, the same ones I had when I started. Now it's easier for neural pathways and habits to change. And I'm talking about permanent and lasting change. You won't even recognize yourself. How does this work, you might be asking? Well, in as little as 21 days, habit rewiring quickly replaces your old habits, eliminates mental and emotional blockage, and decodes your brain so you can close the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And this happens in weeks versus months or even years. So, my favorite part about all this and building the best morning routine ever is that it has morphed over the years. And as it grows, I grow. It is forcing me to grow as a person. The best morning routine ever has given me a purpose. It has allowed me to add value in a way I never imagined was possible before. As you know, our rewards in life will always be in exact proportion to our contribution, our service.
Amen to that. Now, in the spirit of adding value, let me tell you about your most important hour.
The most crucial hour of your day is composed of 30 minutes after you wake up and the 30 minutes before you fall asleep. This is when your subconscious is very receptive. So it's important what you do in this time. The way you start your day will significantly impact how the rest of your day unfolds. Now, I'm sure you have had days that have started off on the wrong foot. And from then on, it got worse and worse. And you've probably experienced the opposite, right? Where you woke up with that feeling that, you know what? It's going to be a great day. I'm going to have an amazing day today. And then that's exactly what happened. Well, that's why it's crucial to begin your day well, because what you do in the first 10 minutes sets the tone for the rest of it. Most of us just get into a rush from the minute we wake up, and that's how our day begins to unfold. So it's no wonder that most of us run around stressed every day. What would getting up half an hour or an hour earlier every morning do for you? What if instead of hurrying and swallowing down your breakfast or even having it on the way to work, you get up and take half hour for yourself? Maybe you even create a little morning ritual with a 10 to 15 minute meditation. Now, do you see what this could do for your life if you made it a habit? Here are some activities for the morning routine. Give it a shot. I guarantee you it will have benefits. Now, first things first, think positive. Think today is going to be a great day. Remember to have 5 minutes of what you are grateful for. Just list 5 things you're grateful for. Spend 15 minutes of quiet time. And imagine the day how you want it to unfold. Imagine that it's going to be a great day and it's going to be well. You can do things like watch a sunrise, go for a run, take a walk, and even write in your journal. Now, what you do in the last half hour of your day is just as important. In the last half hour, the things that you do before sleeping will remain in your subconscious mind. So it's time to do the following. Write in your journal again. Now it's the time for reflecting on your day. What did you do great? What could you have done even better? Plan your day out. What are the most important things you want to get done tomorrow? Because the morning routine does indeed start the night before. Make a to-do list for the next day. Visualize your perfect ideal day. Read something inspirational, like a blog, an article, listen to a podcast, read a chapter of your favorite book, listen to music that inspires you, just so you can calm the mind down. Because Thomas Edison says, never go to sleep without giving a request to your subconscious mind, because it will work on it for you while you are asleep. Here's one thing you should not do. I highly recommend that you do not watch the news, movies that irritate or agitate you before going to sleep. This is because when you are falling asleep, you are highly receptive to suggestions. That's why it's a lot more beneficial to listen or watch positive content. Planning ahead of your day and the list that you create can be a great advantage for you, and it can save you time in the morning, saving that willpower so you're not focusing on the mundane things. The items you have to do will already be on your subconscious mind, and that will help you to wake up focused for the next day and ready to tackle what's your priorities. Now, question for you. How will your mornings and evenings look from now on? Will you get up 30 minutes earlier and develop a ritual, a morning routine? What will your last activities be before you go to sleep? Share your comments, and if you haven't already, like and subscribe for more of this amazing content.
All right, y'all, that is all for today's episode. Short and sweet, yet powerful. Again, I wanted to jump on here and tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with me in the last 2 years. I will continue to get better. I'll continue to improve year after year because my goal is to serve you. And if you have any comments, any questions, please do reach out to me. You can find me at bestmorningroutineever.com, looneedlewis.com, wherever you feel best. Reach out to me, send me an email, text me, find me on social media, all at the handles of Best Morning Routine, and I would love to engage and talk to you some more. As always, it's been a pleasure serving you. I look forward to many, many more years. And again, we wish the Best Morning Routine Ever happy second birthday. All right, y'all, I love you. I will see you at the top of your Best Morning Routine Ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.